Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for December 3rd. Our reading today in the 11th chapter of Daniel takes us through a series of events that happen in the distant future from Daniel, probably some 200 to 300 years later. It talks about the aftermath of the fall of Alexander the Great and the division of his empire between his four generals and then the empires that developed under them in their regions. And then some of the offspring of those generals down the road turn into, some of them are very successful as kings in their region. They go to war against each other. Anyway, Daniel is given a vision of a time in human history that was pretty much a mess, and there was no one overarching rule of a particular empire until the time of the Romans. Now, one thing that we need to recall or remember is that Daniel is seeing this vision and hearing these explanations from the angel that's been sent to him about a time that's many, many generations after Daniel will be long gone. And so he's a little perplexed by the whole thing. And if you feel a little perplexed about what you've been reading, you don't feel bad. Let me share with you, though, something that I came across a few years ago, a book called Ghost on the Throne, The Death of Alexander the Great and the Bloody Fight for His Empire. This is by Dr. James Rahm of Bard College here in the United States. And he details for us the aftermath of Alexander the Great and the impact that those four generals had on the history of the race in the Middle East for that period of time that Daniel is speaking to. Now, some have said that Daniel could not possibly have written this down, that that what we find here is not really Daniel. It's somebody later in the post-exilic community that attributes this to Daniel, the great prophet. And because, and here's the reason they say that, is that he could not possibly have known about these things ahead of time. It's circular reasoning in some way to say that, well, he couldn't have because he couldn't have. There's nobody that can do that, therefore Daniel couldn't have done that. But what we have is in this book that I just mentioned, The Ghost on the Throne, is a page-by-page affirmation of what Daniel saw would happen in the future. So if I can come down to one thing to remember about your reading today, it's this, that when God says things happened a certain way or will happen a certain way, trust it. It is verifiable. It is accurate. It is historical. And so be confident as you read through Daniel. And though he's talking about times in the future for himself, the very things that he described here took place exactly as had been written. All of these kings of the north, the south, the intrigues and the intermarriage and all that, that's what happened. And you can read a book like Ghost on the Throne if you want a secular source to affirm or confirm what has been said in Scripture. Nevertheless, we should take courage and encouragement from what the angel said to Daniel. Those who are wise will instruct many, though for a time they'll fall by the sword or be burned or captured or plundered. When they fall, they will receive a little help, and many who are not sincere will join them. Some of the wise will stumble so that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end, for it will still come at the appointed time. Don't forget, God is on his throne, and everything is coming together according to his plan and purpose in Christ Jesus. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.